This is Southwestern Trails with Eb Eberline. Western Arizona has so much to offer, and out there in the COFA National Wildlife Refuge is a true Arizona treasure. Simply called the Castle Dome Mine Museum. Museum does not do justice to this ghost town that has been refurbished. Castle Dome City, established 1864, is up and running again. The Castle Dome Mining District out there on the COFA is one of the most productive mining districts ever anywhere. Gold and silver mining is where it got its start back in the days of Spanish exploration here in the desert Southwest. But that doesn't begin to tell the story, because you see, mixed in the ore was another metal that was not high value until the start of World War I, and that is lead. This mining district produced more than 80% of the lead used in World Wars I and II. In fact, without this mining district, the United States' victory in those wars might not have been assured. The Yuma Proving Range surrounds this area, and there is a strong military presence to this day and a great appreciation for military service of all stripes here at the Castle Dome City Mine Museum. This is well worth a full day trip with the family. It's easy enough to find, but the signing is very modest, about 20 miles north of Yuma, at milepost 55 on U.S. Highway 95, you'll see a small sign pointing to the east that simply says Museum. The first 3 miles of the 10 miles into this historic site is paved as part of the Yuma Proving Grounds, and for most of the way in, the right-of-way is very well signed with warnings that unexploded ordnance could be in the area. Do not leave the road right away. It is hazardous, potentially. Now, it's extremely rare that unexploded ordnance is found out there, but it's a warning well worth paying attention to. On my way into a hike in there recently, I thought, oh, I'll stop at the museum. Picturing, you know, a funky little one-room kind of place. Some old-timer had collected up some artifacts, and I'd be happy to support that person. I was mistaken. Buildings from the Castle Dome Mining District have been assembled. This was once a city of 3,000 people working in the mines. And although a few buildings have been moved to make the town itself a little more filled in, most of the buildings are original in their original locations. And this, ladies and gentlemen, is a world-class locale. Artifacts go on and on and on. It's as if sometime in the 1930s or 40s or 50s, everybody just picked up and moved away and left it there on the table. So looking forward to seeing you perusing mining artifacts in the desert. This has been Southwestern Trails with Eb Eberline.